In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Evening, how are you? 6 minutes past nine right now, Sunday night, live and direct from the greatest, grandest, probably not most beautiful, but city in Canada. And my name is Vinny White, and I sound a bit deeper than usual. I'm not attempting to go all Barry White on you. It is the result of a heavy cold, a cold that has set in because it's the middle of winter! It's not, of course, but someone needs to tell the weather systems that. It did. The sun actually came out. He put his little hat on today and his shades and hung out for nearly 10 minutes and brought his friend the wind and then later gloom. Back to gloom. I think there's a general consensus in the city that we're bored of two things, the weather and that man. I don't usually talk about that man, hence the reason I've actually deleted his name from most monologues. But I'll just do it because somebody asked me to, which is really weird because I thought everyone was bored of talking about that man. There were new revelations this week about that man, so we'll do this. I think I can get it all done in 30 seconds, which is great, and then we'll move on with a good radio show. Here's my opinion. In 2011, I didn't particularly like his homophobic although at least he can pronounce words. In 2011, I didn't particularly like his homophobic misogynistic style. And I was never completely convinced about that whole more saving, less doing policy, although I did like a bit of tax fat being cut back. He became pretty damned embarrassing in 2012. He became excruciating in 2013. And now I am numb. And I think I speak for most people. Numb like a man going through a dragged out divorce. The hostility I felt towards him is long gone. I just want a normal life. This inevitable breakup has been an epic, but it's over. So let the sun come out and let the problems be forgotten. Please just go away forever, Rob. I don't feel sympathy, and I don't feel hatred. I and everyone else just want you to go away forever. Resign. Thanks. And that's all that. Right, let's perk it up with a bit more perkiness then. 416-872-1010 is the phone number. If you want to talk about anything other than that man, I really can't be bothered to talk about it. And you can also phone 1-877-518-5151. You can dial StarTalk 8255 if you like. I think I'm slightly less easy to understand than normal. I wonder if I should try my absolutely spot-on and perfect, no-questions-asked Canadian accent for the next hour, because everyone loves that. And it's definitely not patronising and borderline racist. So in that case, let's do it like that. You can call Star Talk on... Sorry, it's got instantly New York. Star Talk on 8255. All right? And you can bring me a coffee into the studio. You can also text us on 71010. No, I don't want to talk about it. No. I'll take it, but I really don't. Please don't. Come on. Just make it really quick then. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you?
What do you want to talk about?
Well, you were saying about things getting, or people getting more stupid.
I am going to do a whole show on that in a minute. Yeah, go on.
Well, anyways, tonight I'm at a restaurant. Mm. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, the food comes to me, and, you know, I start eating, yeah. And because I don't want it to get cold. And I'm sitting there chewing.
As you do when you eat, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's soup.
Yeah, and the waiter is coming towards me, watching me chewing,
mm-hmm.
and asking me at the same time, how my meal is doing. Now, growing up, I was told never to talk with my mouth full or be spitting friggin' food out just trying to answer somebody's question.
Yeah.
But the guy's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and who likes to nod? You know, he's asked me a question. But
okay.
Why would you walk towards somebody chewing and asking them a question?
I mean, as stupidity goes, it's not up there with many other far more stupid things that you see on a daily basis. But
true.
Appreciate your point. Why didn't you just nod and go, mm-hmm, which is the, you know, the international term of I'm fine, thanks, bugger off.
I guess I should have told him that I was deaf and I could have just done sign language and see if that would work.
Thank you, John. Thanks for calling. John, very quick off the mark there. John, I feel, has read my Facebook post on what tonight's show is going to be about, because I didn't actually get to say what it was going to be about before John swooped in. And I thought for a minute he was going to talk about that man. So thank you for not talking about that man. But yes, tonight's show is about stupidity. And I'd like your input. Not because you're stupid, because you're the opposite. I love the listeners of this station. And I would like to hear your thoughts on something that happened to me and the question that has arisen as a result. All right? So here's what happened to me this week. I want to tell you about it. I want you to chew it over and just have a little think. All right? I was in a pub this week. I know it's a shocker. Hang on to yourselves. I like a beer. Shoot me, I'm English. And I was enjoying myself with a pint at the bar. Now, if you rewind 10 to 15 years ago, really the whole aim of a man sitting at a bar on his own was to meet other people, be they female or male. Let's be honest, often male at the bar, aren't they? It's still somewhat more of a male-dominated world, the actual bar. So that's how it used to be. And still to a degree it is now, although quite often you're sharing, particularly in airports, bars with just people that are obsessed with internet gadgets. Now, I was sat next to a man that was playing with his phone. He heard my accent, which is often quite an opener, and that's fine, that's all right. I love a chat, as you may have contested to from the ramblings of this radio show in the last year or so. But he said where he's from and stuff, and we got talking about life and the universe and general things. Now, he was a nice enough chap, but I was wondering why he started the whole conversation, because he was somewhat obsessed with his cell phone. So I don't know why he just didn't carry on Facebooking or whatever it was he was doing. But nonetheless, he was asking me sort of questions as he was screening, I think that's the term. And we got onto a subject of travelling. And he said, well, actually, I can't wait to go to Ireland this year. I'm going to Belfast. So I'll say that again, and just have a little think about what might be wrong with that sentence. I can't wait to go to Ireland this year. I'm going to Belfast. Well, you see, the problem with that is Belfast isn't really in Ireland. It's not really in Ireland. It's not in Ireland. But it is on the island that is shared with Ireland. Now, I don't want to get into this, and I don't think the man is stupid for not knowing this. I think it's a perfectly reasonable and quite common mistake for a man in his mid-30s, as was this man. But Belfast is not in the Republic of Ireland. It's in Northern Ireland, which means, of course, that it has quite a lot of differences with the Republic of Ireland. Its own government, which is governed from London. It's got its own currency. It's in the pound as opposed to the euro, which the Republic of Ireland is in. And as a result of this government, of course, it's got its own laws. For example, it's got different laws than the Republic of Ireland. So Belfast is in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is in a country. Sorry, Northern Ireland is a country. And it also is also a country of countries that is the United Kingdom. Now, I appreciate this is all very bizarre, and it is. And it's actually, even from someone that's spent most of his waking life in the United Kingdom, it is complicated, because then you could start asking questions like, well, what's the difference between the United Kingdom and Britain, and then Great Britain, and what the hell is England then, and so on and so forth. So we won't get into it, because it's not a patronising geography lesson, but the simplistic fact is that this man was going to Belfast in the country of Northern Ireland, not the Republic of Ireland, key difference, and he said, I can't wait to visit family. That's another thing, by the way. He was visiting family in Belfast, and he said, so therefore I can't wait to get to Ireland. So, never one to let things go, and possibly somewhat pedantic about these little things, I then went on to explain to him that when he arrives, it would certainly, and I genuinely mean this, be in his best interest to not say, well, here I am in Ireland, isn't this all very lovely, I love being in Ireland, because some people would be extremely offended by this, okay? Now, I would like to think that a man in his 30s was aware of the troubles that happened in what for him would have been his teenage years and into his 20s in the 80s and 90s, yeah? I would like to think that this man would have known about the IRA, would have known about thousands of people that have been murdered or disappeared in the Republic of Ireland and or the United Kingdom in general, and actually further around the world in some cases as well. I would like to think that he knew about this. He didn't know about this, but I went on to explain it, and I did it in a sort of, I quite enjoy geography, and I quite enjoy a chat in a pub. So there I was spilling the beans. All the time he was looking at his cell phone, which was really annoying me, because I was like, I'm actually doing you a favour. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm doing you a favour by telling you this, because apart from anything else, there's logistics. You don't want to be getting a whole load of euros when you need to get a load of pounds. So you need to know the difference between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. And as I say, it's slightly wrong to not know, at least that there is a difference in the fact that a lot of people have lost their lives in these troubles. Now, that said, he's Canadian. And why should he know everything that goes on in the United Kingdom? He doesn't know the capital of Somalia, and he shouldn't do. You know, well, maybe he does, but I really much think not. So, you know, why would you worry about things that are not in your own backyard, for example? Canada has its own issues and its own separatist issues and so on. So why should he care about that? So that's fine. I don't think that everyone should know the deep and dark history of the 700 plus year disputes between what is England and what is Ireland, essentially, and all the other stuff that bubbles around it. And also, I mean, even I'm not particularly well read on it all, so you could sit down and teach me a thing or two, no doubt, so I don't think I'm in a position to teach anyone. The point that I'm making, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Once I'd explained it, once we'd been through it, once we'd sat down, we'd had a whole beer, he wasn't really listening to any of it. He said to me, oh, at the end of the day, then, it's just like Quebec, which it absolutely and utterly isn't. It's nothing like Quebec in that, well, apart from anything else, not thousands of people have died. And of course, the separatist issue is not so fundamentally different that they are two countries right now, two different countries right now. And then I noticed that all the way through, he wasn't doing anything important. All the time he'd been talking to me, he'd been playing Bejeweled on his smartphone. Now, it was at this point that I thought quite heavily about killing him. And I thought that might be a benefit to mankind in general. Bejeweled, after all, is the game where you have to try and get multicoloured diamonds that look familiar to each other to explode, thereby removing the layer. A bit like a sort of updated version of Tetris. Not something that I think is going to change the world for him. But the education that he could have got from me, albeit somewhat patronising perhaps, although I don't think so, would have been very beneficial to him. So here's my point. He represents quite a lot of people that have grown up in the cell phone generation, a lot of people that are obsessed with gadgetry. So I'm going to ask you this question. Does he represent an epidemic of stupid people? Is he stupid? And are people becoming more and more stupid? That's what I'd like to know. I asked this question on Facebook earlier. I said, are people becoming more stupid? And I got some fantastic response. I said, tonight on News Talk 1010, we're going to investigate. Are you a teacher that has seen a decline in the attention span? Are you a restaurant worker that's witnessed stupid customers regularly? And do you have any idea why people are becoming so stupid? Because they are pretty stupid. Have you been out recently? There are so many stupid people. And this is not, by any means, a thing that's related entirely to North America. Believe me, there's a good old handful of stupid people in the UK as well. And Ireland, for that matter, since we're there. So, are people becoming more stupid? Could you contribute and let me know? 416 872 1010. And if they are, is there anything we can do about it? Chris texted and he says, I drew the line in restaurants when I realised the bar staff was wholly responsible for the lives of grown-ups. We're no longer accountable for our own actions. This is the problem. I see. Okay. Kelly Moore says, you can't fix stupid. Yeah, well, you can if stupid doesn't want to be stupid. I think it's called an edumacation. Kevin says, there are a variety of issues, but one of the main issues is the increasing number of people that are trying to take advantage of the business mantra, the customer is always right, regardless of the situation. The proliferation of digital communications via texting, Facebook, Twitter, means that people have the ability to try and get what they want when they want it. Since most organisations would rather just cave in to any sort of negativity and sweep it under the rug rather than doing something about it, then you tend to find that a lot of people are stupid. And even people that aren't stupid are acting stupid. I see. Kelly says the increase in stupid coincides perfectly with the invention of smartphones, doesn't it? So that's my question to you. Are people becoming more stupid? That's what I want to know. And I'd love to hear your input on it. 416-872-1010. Maybe they're just getting a slightly shorter attention span. Maybe to say that they're actually stupid is not only offensive but also wrong. After all, aren't exam results slowly creeping up, generally speaking? Aren't people becoming slightly more academically clever as the challenges of everyone else is going to university, so I have to, are hitting us all? So that's my question, and I appreciate your responses, and I'm sorry about my cold. Oh, I'm feeling all stuffy. Hot toddy later, I feel. Let's take some calls, 416-872-1010. A quick text comes in from Steph. Beauty fades. Dumb is forever. yeah, that's true. That is sadly true. Yeah. People spend too much time in front of their machines, says Nicole. No more social skills. And Jordan says, I don't doubt the stupidity of people, Vinny. So there's my question. Are people stupid? I'm just going to jump to... Is there a caller online one? Hello? Elliot? Oh, there we go. Oh, it's Vince. Hi, Vince. I'm Vinny. I like you already because of your name. There we go. In my stupidity, I think I may have pressed the wrong button. So there's irony for you. How are you doing, Vince?
Well, I agree generally what you're saying, but we live in a very complex world, perhaps the most complex world that's ever existed. And the so-called smartphone, I got one. I agree. It's not user friendly.
Yeah.
But I think that I really dig your attitude. Like you have to rant because there are so many things that happen to you that you do consider stupid. But when you think of the complexity of major cities, there's so much that we have to know that sometimes people can be forgiven. But again, I'm perplexed myself, and sometimes I'm stupid myself, and sometimes I think I'm a genius.
Well, I err on the side of you being a genius for making that statement. You know, at least you realise your flaws. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I think one of the problems I have, or probably perhaps this is, it's all down to this. It's not the fact that stupidity exists. I am completely stupid in many areas. I can't put up shelves. I have no idea what the capital of the... I don't know. Kazakhstan is, and I am fairly stupid academically when it comes to long range multiplication and general mathematical skills. So I could be told that I am stupid in areas. My problem is not stupidity per se. It's the lack of the thirst for knowledge. It's the lack of people like this guy should have said, all right, well, tell me about it. You're from there, right? So what is the complexities of the situation? Is it as simple as Catholics versus Protestants? When was the land boundary drawn? Why was it drawn? Is it working? Is the hostility of people in the modern day Northern Ireland less than it was of their forefathers? Are things getting better? Are there interesting artworks on the houses as a result? Are the murals really interesting? I just think that it would be helpful if people started asking questions instead of playing bloody bejeweled and completely ignoring their surroundings. That's my beef. Jackie, your thoughts, please.
Yeah. Why people are stupid is because of lack of common sense. That's the first thing they're supposed to utilize, common sense.
Mm.
And if they don't utilize that, then stupidity take over. And it's also lack of their seniors, their teachers are also stupid, or lack of common sense. They just trickle down to the rest generation.
Yeah. I want to disagree with you. I'm hoping that no teachers are stupid, and I hope they're all filtered so they couldn't possibly be stupid. You don't really think that some teachers are stupid, do you?
They are, most of them. That's why it passed down to the other generation. That's why the majority of people are stupid.
Do you think the majority of people are stupid?
I come across them every day, in every part of the world I go. And most of it is lack of common sense, because we're all born with common sense. If you don't utilize it, then you lose it.
Yeah. Yeah, use it. Think.
Common sense is a gift from God. That's come before education.
Thank you for your call, Jackie. Although you don't sound like a Jackie, but who's judging? Yeah. Well, one particular neat case for this role of stupidity is the banking crisis, isn't it? That began in 2007. For some, the crisis was caused by what can only be described as stupid people. It was mostly. I appreciate that Canada was fairly sheltered. But it was just stupid, wasn't it? Well, this guy wants loads of money. Well, let's lend it to him for a mortgage. Is he ever going to pay it back? Nah. Well, should we repackage the debt? Absolutely. All right. Seems a bit stupid. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? 416-872-1010. Are people becoming more stupid? Maybe it's just me. Mohammed, thoughts?
Hi, Vinny, how are you?
Hello, mate. I'm all right, yeah.
I totally agree with the last caller.
Mm.
I truly believe there are no stupid people, because even stupid people are good at stupidity.
What do you mean stupid people are good at stupidity?
Like politicians, for example, are good at stupidity, and they're good at fooling others. And then they, at one point in their life when they keep repeating their foolish ideas, they start believing in them.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate your point. Thanks a lot, Mohammed. Actually, I want to tie in with that, something Hillary wrote. She texted in on 71010, and she said, I believe that there is an epidemic of stupid people, and it happened at around the same time people began being vilified for being smart. Let's face it, politicians with an education have started to be referred to as the elite, and those that smoke crack as the mayor and the men of the people. Yeah, I mean, without diving into that topic, I know what you mean. It's almost like being clever's a curse now. Ah, look at him. Big words. University. Suit. Doesn't understand people. Yeah, I'd rather a bunch of smart politicians running the show, not saying that they're all going to make great decisions, mind you, than a bunch of numpties, as we say in the UK. There's one for you. Numpties. Stupid people. You can call in anytime you like. If you like. 416-872-1010. StarTalk 8255. Are people becoming more stupid? I got a good email about, it sort of ties in this stupidity thing and loneliness, which I'm going to tell you about as well, because we talked about loneliness last week. And it talks about how, she says this, I'll read it out for you. It's from Maria. She says, actually, I do believe that people are becoming more stupid, and I believe that it's certainly tied in with smartphones. After all, how can you possibly be giving people attention when you're spending all your attention on smartphones? Wouldn't it be great if we could all realise the important things in life? And she sent me a link to a poem that personifies this very well. So, if you can stand more than one English accent, here's a poem. My God, what's happened to this show? It's suddenly become cultured. Oh, I'll be very stupid and talk about penises as soon as possible. But first, here is a poem.
I have 422 friends, yet I'm lonely. I speak to all of them every day, yet none of them really know me. The problem I have sits in the spaces between, looking into their eyes or at a name on a screen. I took a step back and opened my eyes. I looked around and realised that this media we call social is anything but when we open our computers and it's our doors we shut. All this technology we have, it's just an illusion. Community, companionship, a sense of inclusion. Yet when you step away from this device of delusion, you awaken to see a world of confusion. A world where we're slaves to the technology we mastered, where information gets sold by some rich, greedy bastard. A world of self-interest, self-image, self-promotion, where we all share our best bits but leave out the emotion. We're at our most happy with an experience we share, but is it the same if no one is there? Be there for your friends and they'll be there too, but no one will be if a group message will do. We edit and exaggerate, crave adulation. We pretend not to notice the social isolation. We put our words into order until our lives are glistening. We don't even know if anyone is listening. Being alone isn't the problem. Let me just emphasise, if you read a book, paint a picture, or do some exercise, you're being productive and present, not reserved and recluse. You're being awake and attentive and putting your time to good use. So when you're in public and you start to feel alone, put your hands behind your head, step away from the phone. You don't need to stare at your menu or at your contact list. Just talk to one another. Learn to coexist. I can't stand to hear the silence of a busy commuter train where no one wants to talk through the fear of looking insane. We're becoming unsocial. It no longer satisfies to engage with one another and look into someone's eyes. We're surrounded by children who, since they were born, have watched us living like robots and think it's the norm. It's not very likely you'll make world's greatest dad if you can't entertain a child without using an iPad. When I was a child, I'd never be home. Be out with my friends on our bikes we would roam. I'd wear holes in my trainers and graze up my knees. We'd build our own clubhouse high up in the trees. Now the park's so quiet it gives me a chill. See no children outside and the swings hanging still. There's no skipping, no hopscotch, no church and no steeple. We're a generation of idiots, smartphones and dumb people.
Excellent stuff. That's got done the rounds on YouTube. If you want to hear it again, just look up. Look up. Look up. Look up. And yeah, it's a British guy. I don't know much about him, actually, but it's a self-made poem that's had somewhere in the region of 8 million views, which is sort of ironic, really, because it's all about not viewing the internet. But we're all guilty at some point or another. We continue to talk about this. Are people becoming more stupid is the general question, and I'd love to hear from you. 416-872-1010. If you're a driver, The answer is unequivocally yes. You only have to drive for about 10 minutes in this city and you're like, why on earth would you do that? That happens quite a lot. You can text us as well on 71010. It's always good to hear from you. Margaret, my dear, it's always a pleasure. It's never a chore. Where are you?
Hi, I'm here. You mentioned you had a cold again. The last time you had a cold, I told you to get a hot tea with lemon and honey and a good shot of rye.
Oh, yes.
And then go to bed.
And I took your advice, as I always do, because I consider you very much as my mother from another mother abroad, you know.
Yeah.
So I took your advice. Are you advising me again to do this?
Yeah, yep.
I'm wondering, is this your sort of go-to? If I was to break my leg, would the advice be the same?
No.
Okay.
It would be go to the hospital.
Good, okay. Just checking you out. All right, thanks a lot, Margaret. Take care.
You're welcome.
Lovely, Margaret. Margaret, you see, you need people like this in your life, Margaret. I don't have a mother in this country, and my father died some years ago. And sometimes when you're feeling ill, you need your mum. And there was my phone-in radio mum, Margaret. And I will forever adore her and her wonderful advice. And, of course, it gives me a fantastic excuse to have a good booze up before I go to bed. Never a bad thing. We'll talk about stupidity a bit more and we'll diversify into God knows what as we come back. You're listening to News Talk 1010.
This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's where you are. You're on the dial, as the cool kids are saying 20 years ago, and you're on 1010 AM. Although you're probably not, frankly. You're probably on the interweb, which is all terribly clever. I'm not sure how it works, but it seems to be catching on rather well. It's also making us somewhat stupid, I would suggest. The amount of information that we are thrown every day, and how could we possibly keep up and not be a bit stupid? So my question tonight is, are people getting more stupid? 416-872-1010. And, yeah. Here's a text, right? I've actually got the perfect solution to this. Text here says, why do you always think that everyone else is stupid but you? Listen, pal, if you listened to this show earlier, Captain, I don't leave my name, you will be more than aware that I said, by my own confession, that I can be remarkably stupid. This show is pretty stupid. I can be dimmer than a headlight that's barely on at times. You should see me in the morning before coffee. I can barely walk. It's only the desperate need for a pee that gets me out of bed in the first place. And even then I bump into things. I look like some sort of Neanderthalic lunatic. Hair hanging out all over the place. And the older I get and the more heavier this cold gets, the worse things get. Blew my nose earlier, big clump of hair came out. Not necessarily relevant to the stupidity thing, but sometimes I'm a lot closer to a gorilla than I would like to think that I was. Anyway, point is, lots of people are stupid, and it's not a UK thing. He says, you Brits always think you're clever. It's not that. And we can prove it. Here's a phone-in from a radio station in the United Kingdom, in England. And this proves, in case there was any doubt, that we're just as stupid as everyone else.
Hello, Alex.
Who's that?
It's Linda.
A mooka to you, by the way.
A what?
A mooka to you, love.
Oh, mooka to you.
Means wake up in Swahili. Thank you.
Right.
What can I do for you?
Well, this 80876 number.
Yes.
I'm not getting any reply.
What do you mean you're not getting any reply?
I'm not getting any reply. I keep dialing 80876 and nobody wants to talk to me.
No, it's a text number, love. You text 80876. You put cov.
Yeah.
Space.
Yeah.
Then your bid in pence.
How do I text?
Have you got a mobile phone? I don't mean a cordless phone, I mean a mobile phone.
Yes.
Do you know how to use it?
Yes.
Have you ever had a text before?
What's one of them?
You've heard of phone text?
No.
I do it all weekend. Phone text, love, you need to text. Go to messages. Have you got your phone in front of you?
Yeah.
Right, so click the middle button, probably.
Right.
Right, and then it'll say messages.
Messages.
Have you got that?
No.
Right. Have you got your phone in your hand?
Yeah.
Right. What you need to do is get to the text bit, the messages bit, and then text 80876.
How do I do that?
Ah! Love, I don't know how to help you, short of actually coming round and doing it for you. It's £1.50 a text plus your normal network rate, 80876.
So I just ring that number?
No, you text that number. Text.
Text?
You don't ring the number, you text the number.
Text?
Cov, space, then your bid in pence.
COVSPACE?
No, you don't write space, you leave a space. Cov, space, then your bid in pence. Repeat after me. Cov.
Cov.
Space.
Space. S-P-A-C-E.
No, you just leave a space, you don't write space.
Cov. Why not?
Love, you're getting on me knockers now. I'm getting mad with you. You just need to text 80876, cov, space, then your bid in pence, and the lowest bidder gets it. Do you understand?
No. You've lost me.
Right. I think what you need to do, call Blue Peter and they'll help you.
Blue Peter?
Blue Peter, love. Phone Directory Inquiries and ask for Blue Peter. They'll help you.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You see, love, that's what happens when Radio Betamax listeners try and come and listen to Touch FM. You're not quick enough to keep up.
I can't believe he was that patient. Can you imagine me lasting like that? Can you imagine Mike Bullard? Like, why did you try to help her? That's the key to dealing with stupid people. Just look at them and go, oh no, they're stupid. And then walk off. That's what I should have done in the first place. space. S-P-A-C. No, you put a space. Do her. I don't get it. Oh, I do see. Texts in on stupidity. You can text on 71010, or you can call the show on 416-872-1010. Someone just texted in a quote from Albert Einstein. I'm going to guess it was someone else and not Albert Einstein. Although you never know. He was making some jolly clever inventions. So why not a time machine cell phone? But they said two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. A quote there from Albert Einstein. Yeah. Yeah, he knew his stuff. Thanks for that atomic bomb you invented, by the way. Great job there. Nothing more stupid than North. This, I'm just reading this out. Nothing more stupid than North Americans calling themselves English speaking, meanwhile they are butchering it. See, I don't know. I'm not sure that I want to attack North America. I'm not that stupid myself. Maybe if I was doing this show in England. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so two-faced. But I'm here. So let me completely stick up for you. Shut up. There's nothing wrong with the North American English language much. Actually, there's loads wrong with it. But the thing is, it's not like we haven't butchered it in the UK either. In it. For example, if you've watched anything in the UK, this is how we say. If you live in London and you're a bit cockney, you say, yeah, I went out last night, in it. What? Shut up. So we're just as bad. Why are people so stupid? Well, since humanity's hand scramblings began on the walls of some caves all those thousand years ago, all the way to the sophisticated complexity of today's sprawling mass of other people, the human population on Earth has been growing. Not consistently, not steadily, but relentlessly. And nonetheless, as species go, we are currently jaw-droppingly successful. In other words, there are more and more of us all the time. And stupidity hasn't seemed to hurt one of us one little bit. We were being stupid a long time ago. We're fundamentally stupid. We're still stupid, and yet we continue to reproduce enormously successfully. Whether or not you'll be pleased at this turn of events is up to you. I'm not entirely happy about the whole affair, but it is a fact. Stupidity clearly does not hamper reproduction. Stupid people breed. After all, you've only got to think with your chopper, and we all do that at times. Well, I don't mean a helicopter, by the way. It's slang for meat whip. As I heard it described so beautifully the other day. Isn't that nice? It was a German that described it to me. I was talking about the different names for a willy. And he said, in Germany, we call it... and his English wasn't very good. It was even funnier because he goes, in Germany, we call it a meat... How you say? A meat whip. There you go. That's one for the wife tonight. Hey, love, do you want to see the meat whip? It's that time. We can make another baby. She'll say no. Anyway, stupid people breed. Stupidity may, in fact, help our ability to reproduce quite a bit. Think about that. Anyone who's ever gotten married, had children, and later worried and wondered, why the hell did I do that anyway? Oh, yeah, that's right, because I was really stupid. Think of all the divorces. You could beat yourself up for ages. Oh, stupid to marry him or her. You can attest to the helpful effects of stupidity on mating, dating, and attraction process. Not thinking clearly is very helpful in making the whole mystery of chemical attraction seem worth pursuing. Have you been out recently, like on King Street, and seen those beautiful people? They think it's summer already. They're dressing for it. And they're sexy, you know. And as much as sometimes I think she's probably mind-bogglingly stupid, I still want to have sex with her. I know. I hate myself for it, you know. It's like when I watched, do you remember that years ago, there was that, I think she was Miss South Carolina, and she did a beauty speech. We won't play it because it's quite long, but it was all over the internet. She did a speech at the pageant where she butchered absolutely everything she tried to say and ended up calling, I think she thought Iraq was in Africa, something like that. It was a disaster. I mean, it was an absolute, it made Rob Ford look coherent and logical. And now that's an achievement. And well, I remember watching it for the first time, and I was sort of mind-boggled at just how stupid she was. And there was another part of me, I think it was my penis, saying, isn't she attractive? I hate that. Hate that that happens. So there you go. 416-872-1010. Stupid people all over the show. Even stupid people shoplifting. Shoplifting stupid people are now, you wouldn't believe this. If you're a shoplifter, what would you do? You'd probably shoplift, wouldn't you? And then you'd probably go home and just relax. No. No, more stupid people in England. Loads of them. Check this out.
If I actually bought all the makeup I've ever had, I'd be spending thousands of dollars a year.
They all know I steal, but they can't do anything because I've never been caught. I'm just taunting them.
These are disturbing and real quotes from the so-called bling ring.
Stole this underwear set last night. It's worth $64. I can't explain how happy I am.
A culture of young people creating detailed shoplifting blogs on Tumblr.
The shoplifting community was exposed by a fellow blogger who published a list.
I found a community of teenage girls online who steal, and then they post photos, they post what they stole, and how much money worth of things they stole, and tips to how to steal some more.
Most of them have a disclaimer saying none of this is true, but then these users admit on their actual site that this is only to cover their backs. They list shops they've targeted and prices of stolen goods, and they have their own code words for when they chat.
See, we have lifting, which is obviously short for shoplifting. We have hauls, which is the complete list of everything you stole in one go. And then we have things like conceal, which is when they're in the store and they're stuffing things down their pants or into their bras.
These blogs seem to have been authored anonymously by teenagers without their parents' knowledge. And when we confronted them about their crimes, their answers were pretty adolescent. One girl said, "I do it because I can." Tumblr say that posts depicting potentially illegal activity may not, in and of themselves, violate their policies. And none of these accounts seem to have been suspended yet.
Once it's online on these blogs and they're talking about it like it's a normal, acceptable thing, people start to think that it is okay and that they can do it because other people are doing it, people all over the world are doing it, when really it's, you know, it's not really acceptable behavior outside of their communities.
So there you go. If that's not stupid, I don't know what is. Shoplifters have now decided to post and reveal what they've stolen online. Genius. Proves our desperate need for ego, doesn't it? And how much we desire fame and some sort of acknowledgement when we're actually proud of our shoplifting. Unbelievable. Or is it? Because that's the thing. I think that we would all benefit by realising people are stupid. And I totally think this is of me more than anyone else. I mean, if I just go on with it and just said, well, loads of stupid people around, then I wouldn't be shocked when people are stupid. So it's all about managing expectations, really. So from now on, I'm just going to assume that everyone's stupid. I've been foolishly, for the last 30-something years, assuming that everyone wasn't stupid. What a terrible, pointless disaster that was. So from now on, I'm going to think that everyone's stupid. And if anyone's got any more advice on how to deal with these things, then please let me know. I've got quite a good text here, actually. It's a very long one. Someone, I'll try and read them all out. They're coming in as about 10 texts. We don't have firm, we get cold peeing outside, so we invent plumbing. This is from Jason. We don't have claws, so we invent arrows and guns. We need to keep in contact with each other, so we invent freeways, so we can zip around meeting each other in various places. We might need astrophysics to keep asteroids from zooming into us. We have to figure out how the hell we can get along with each other, so we invent laws. A lot of those laws are based on philosophy and literature and justice and commerce and a whole bunch of other stuff. We do all this really smart stuff to survive. All the emphasis is on smartness. And smartness might seem to be out of place here, but we expect better from ourselves. That's only because we're stupid. Bloody hell. I've had a text from Albert Einstein, and it would appear Nietzsche. I had no idea the caliber, ironically, I had no idea the caliber of our listeners was so intelligent. Bloody hell, they must be hanging around from Pay's show. Let's do a quick break. We'll come back and conclude what we're going to do about the whole universe. I hope this topic isn't too big for a Sunday night.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Would you like to download this show, hold it close to yourself, and keep it on you for the rest of time, listening over and over again to the fairly low and somewhat peculiar tones of my voice? Probably not, but if you go insane, then why not download it? VinnyWhite.co.uk is where you go, honey bunches. Also, you can, what else can you do? Oh, you can follow me on Twitter, and I've started using it. I started using Twitter. I tweeted this morning and everything. I signed up for it about 5 years ago, and I've only just seen the benefit to it, which is ironic because I've just been criticizing social media for the last two radio shows. So it's good to practice what you preach. Well, I was never using it, and now I'm using it occasionally. So follow me on Twitter, and you will occasionally read witty banter. Maybe. You know, you can only hope. And also you can follow me on Facebook, should you be into all that. And my name is Vinny White, which is spelt rather bizarrely, V-I-N-N-E-Y, white, like the colour. All right, good. So that's all that. Now, I got a great email here from Howard, who says, Vinny, sometimes stupid things happen that are so remarkably stupid that they even blow my mind. Like, for example, a film called Fight Church. Let me say that again. It's not always words you hear together. Fight Church. Like fights, but in a church. A bit like Fight Club, but church. Church, fight. Sort of a breakdown there. Let's hear the trailer for Fight Church and what's going on in the States.
As Christians, there are times where you take shots. That's where the Bible gives you your training.
I get all the time, I don't look like the typical pastor, and that's okay.
There's actually a cool verse in the Bible that says, be wary when all men speak well of you. If everybody loves you, you're doing something wrong.
God, you have called us to a fight.
When Preston came up with the idea of having a fight club in the church, it was an easy thing to say yes to. Tough guys need Jesus, too.
You guys like to see me fight another pastor?
We'll just be a couple of God-fearing men punching each other in the face.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor versus Pastor!
Tonight, we got to fight. And then we'll talk about Jesus tomorrow when we go to church.
The tradition of which I'm a part is that we would love one another. And this ain't love.
At the end of the day, it's about reaching people with the gospel, regardless of what you do to introduce them into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Punch to the face. Now go for the joke right there.
Nice. I carry my faith inside the cage with me.
I probably wouldn't be in the position I am today if I wasn't a Christian.
This is a battlefield. We need to charge them, not wait for them to come to us.
Mainstream Christianity has feminized men.
If we would raise our boys to be men, these kind of problems go away.
As I progress in my Christian life, I start to see a conflict there.
Cage fighting does not speak about loving one another. Cage fighting is about hating one another, basically.
God said, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged, because I'm your God and I'll be with you wherever you go, right?
Lucas, get your hands up! Listen, finishing strong doesn't mean we win every battle. Jesus never quit. Jesus never tapped out. He finished what he came to do.
If you really want the enemy off your trail, you got to learn to put your foot on his neck. Somebody shout Jesus.
Can you love your neighbor as yourself and then at the same time knee him in the face as hard as you can?
It would be great if it was an ironic comedy, but it's actually a film proving that you can interpret the Bible into absolutely anything, doesn't it? If you love Jesus, go over to that man and punch him in the face. In the name of Jesus, it's all for Jesus. Do you like God and the Holy Spirit? Knee that boy in the face. Take him down. I want to see blood, but sort of in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Been a pleasure. I think the conclusion to this radio show is that we are remarkably doomed. Whether we're stupid or not, we're truly buggered. So you might as well have a laugh. See you later.